There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to more Free Talk Live here, live from the Liberty Forum. We are in studio in the what's called the Frost Room, and actually Mark was a little cold earlier, so he went and turned up the heat. So you're here. Thank you, listeners, for joining us here in the studio tonight, and thank you online, of course, for joining us here over at freetalklive.com. It's not too late to show up for the Liberty Forum. This event is happening throughout the weekend. Friday and Saturday is the bulk of the activities. There's a little bit on Sunday morning. The reason you want to come here, well, there's all kinds of great speakers. I mean, keynote speakers like Jeffrey Tucker, who I'm sure will be joining us, I presume, either tomorrow or Saturday night here on the air, as has become a tradition here on Free Talk Live. Plus Patrick Byrne from Overstock.com and so many other speakers. I can't go down the list for you. It's an event where there's multiple things happening at any one moment, so there's always likely going to be something that interests you. And it could just simply be that you want to talk to people. Come here, because this is the place to meet the Free Staters, the people who are coming to New Hampshire and joining the Free State Project and getting active to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. Some of them, like Mark, you and I, we've been here for a while, and we're going to be talking to a state legislator who's a Free State Project participant here in a moment. But first, let's go to the phones and to the fun. We've got Dan on the line in Berkeley, California. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I'd like to talk about a project I've been working on that should be of interest to the Liberty community. So first, the motivation for the project. As libertarians, we have a lot of theoretical ideas when we're making arguments to people. People would do this in a free society, or companies would have the incentive to do that. And the thing is that for the skeptical people, it's not always very convincing. They want examples, right? Because, you know, communists also have lots of nice sounding theories, but then we see the results in real life. The thing is, as you guys know, there are a lot of great examples out there of alternatives working, you know, things replacing government functions even in the current world that kind of breaks that assumption that it's impossible. The problem is that it's all kind of esoteric information. You hear about it here and there, and then you kind of forget about it when you need it for your, you know, for your argument.
It is definitely esoteric until it comes to your town and you can actually see it in action. Then it's just, until then, it's just something you heard about.
So imagine if there was a catalog of all this stuff with all the gory details and statistics, the good and the bad, categorized by government function. And so that's kind of what I'm making.
I want it now. It sounds so awesome.
Okay, great. So it's called I Can't Believe It's Not Government.
This is great. Okay. This is fabulous.
Cool. Is it a website?
Yes. You can go to it now. It's itsnotgov.org, itsnotgov.org.
So give me one example of something you might find at your site.
So you guys were talking about net neutrality earlier, solutions that your guest from the EFF suggested was to have community internet, which, you know, it's code word for municipal city internet, right?
Right.
That's not necessarily true. If you recall, there was that community in Germany that had the fiber internet, right? And if you look into it, it turns out it wasn't municipal. It was a company formed by 94% of the residents. And so effectively, they have community internet, and it's, you know, private.
Wow, that's incredible. So they formed their own organization, and they offer it to all of the people who live there, or just the 94%?
Well, as I understand, the way it works is that they're just stockholders. So basically, they formed a company, I think, around the infrastructure that was built out for the entire town, and then they licensed access to that infrastructure to the ISPs that were previously unwilling to build out in their town. So, okay, we built this out ourselves. We own it. You guys can pay us now to connect here. And then everybody gets charged, you know, even the 6% who didn't join in, they get, you know, charged normal rates, but the 94% get dividends.
That's fascinating. And so you've got all the details on that and other things. How long has itsnotgov.org been available?
It's been working on it for a couple months.
Are you looking for help, or do you have a team, or is it just you?
Oh, right. Yeah, so that's the thing. So it's all user-submitted content. I mean, myself being a user, so I submitted content, but it's like it's kind of a Wikipedia sort of thing. So
yeah.
I'm looking for other people because I can't do it all myself. I'm looking for everybody whenever they hear one of these stories, come on and submit it.
I think that is so cool.
I've tweeted it out.
Oh, thank you for doing that, Mark. That's a brilliant concept, Dan, and I appreciate you sharing it with us tonight. That's the website, itsnotgov.org, and thank you for the call. Really appreciate hearing from you.
And
good luck with that.
Who says anybody who calls into Free Talk Live, we just shoot down their idea? This is a great idea.
Yeah,
I love it.
A damn good idea. So another good idea is, of course, moving to New Hampshire if you love liberty. I mean, he's out in Berkeley, probably not going to be a whole lot of itsnotgov type projects.
He better get his liberty online.
You can come to New Hampshire and immediately be more free. I was having dinner with Shire Dude tonight. I was on the Rebel Love Show earlier. He's lived here now almost a whole year, and they're just having so much fun. I mean, these big city guys coming here. Rebel Love Show also has Rob Mathias, and he's from Chicago, and he says he is so much happier with his life here in New Hampshire. Joining us on our third microphone, Carol McGuire. Carol, where are you from? You've been here in New Hampshire for quite a while now as part of the Free State Project, correct?
It'll be 10 years this summer.
Wow, congratulations.
I'm an early mover.
Where did you come from?
The West Coast. I grew up in Connecticut. My husband, he finished growing up in California. We met in Boston in college and then worked in Silicon Valley and semi-retired to Washington State.
Okay.
And then we got involved in the Free State Project.
So you're intimately familiar with California then?
We left it because it was too hot, too crowded, and too socialist.
And how does New Hampshire compare to Washington State, which was where you were previously?
Well, we won't talk about the weather. But other than that, it's very much easier to get involved here. I lived in a unincorporated part of the county, and my local government consisted of 3 county commissioners for 360,000 people, which is...
Yeah, that's a pretty heavy load.
Yeah, you can't just walk up and run for that. My husband and I now live in a town of 4,500 people.
Mm-hmm.
We've both served in local offices, and we've both been elected to the legislature.
Yeah. In many ways, I'd like to point out that what's really sort of important about New Hampshire is that in every other state, when you look at the state house, it's these unsuccessful attorneys that couldn't make it chasing ambulances or writing real estate contracts or whatever it is that they're doing. They'd, maybe it was their work ethic or their philandering. I have no idea what it was, drinking problem, whatever. They decided to become a politician instead. And that's what 49 states and the capital, Washington, D.C., are full of, is these unsuccessful attorneys. But in New Hampshire, they're different.
Yeah. Well, state representative is a entry-level job. You represent 3,000 people. Most representatives spend well less than $500 on their election campaigns.
Yep.
And so, therefore, everybody joins in. And if you don't really like it to some extent, you can not run for re-election. We have about a third of the House turning over every 2 years, mm-hmm. which is an amazing place for, in Congress, people serve 30 years and then after their father's 50 years.
It's a 90% reelection rate for incumbents all around the United States, from what I've heard, if not higher than that. I mean, these guys usually get elected and they stay in as long as they possibly can. But here, the people who get elected in New Hampshire, many of them have jobs, they have careers, they have families, they have these things that they are much more important to them than going to the state house.
Mm-hmm.
And so they get, burned out pretty quickly because it's a lot of responsibility for $100 per year is the amount that they cut you for a paycheck.
That's right. It's it turns out the biggest single group is early retirees, people that have retired but aren't really ready to go to Florida and play golf.
Mm.
And so they serve for a term. And if they like it or get involved, they keep running. But if they don't, well, fine. No big deal. Nothing lost.
They get elected. They don't get elected. They go down to Florida and play golf.
Right.
Now, you're the longest, speaking of elections, you've been elected more times than any other representative who's a free stater, right?
Yes, yeah. I'm on my fourth term.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about some of the successes that we've had in the House, because I think you'd know better than anyone.
Yeah, Hank, you can stick with us, right?
Yes.
All right, more with Carol McGuire. She's an early mover for the Free State Project.
Yeah. Before us.
Coming up on 10 years, right? Is that what you said? Okay, that's great. There's more on the way here in moments. We're here live at the 2015 Liberty Forum in Manchester, New Hampshire at the Radisson. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. When the Civil War ended, victorious Union leaders took the opportunity to change the Constitution in three dramatic ways. The 13th Amendment abolished slavery, the 15th made former slaves voters, and the 14th halted the ability of states to diminish individual rights. Formerly, state governments were able to violate individual rights because the Bill of Rights didn't apply to them. The 14th Amendment gave Americans a new federal guarantee. No state could abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens or deprive them of life, liberty, or property without due process or deny them equal protection of the laws. If states now tried to tyrannize citizens as they had done to slaves and white abolitionists, the federal government could intervene. The Civil War amendments completed the promise that all men are created equal with certain inalienable rights. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Tune in. We'll bring you many of the excellent guest speakers and interesting characters that are about through the hotel all through the weekend. I'm already having a good time, and all I've been doing is radio this whole time. I was on the Rebel Love Show for a couple hours this afternoon on LRN.FM, and of course now here we are on Free Talk Live, talking with all kinds of interesting folks, which we're going to continue doing here in just a moment. Don't forget, you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, while we're here in the chilly north, the folks down at Fort Galt they're setting up this Liberty condo building, or sort of like a ski resort. It's not a sprawling valley full of vast estates or anything like that. What it is affordable accommodations for those who are looking to establish a little home base outside of the U.S. And I think it's really a great project and something to look into. It's in southern Chile. It's definitely worth checking out. There's only room for about 100 people, so don't wait until the place is full. Go check it for yourself at www.fortgalt.com. Galt is spelled G-A-L-T, as in, you know, who is John Galt from Atlas Shrugged. Fortgalt.com. And you know, I think it's a really great complement to the ideas of the other Move Here projects. This is really more of a resort. So go check it out, fortgalt.com.
We've got Carol McGuire with us here, an early mover for the Free State Project, and also on now her fourth term, a two-year terms here for state legislator in New Hampshire. 400 state reps are here in the state, which is the largest legislative body in the United States and one of the largest in the English-speaking world. What's that,
Mark? It's the largest of the states in the United States.
That's what I said. In the largest legislative body in the United States.
Well, the
Congress of the states.
Congress is bigger.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Carol. You're back on with us here now.
Yeah, Congress is bigger, and so is Parliament, and that's it.
Right, but the Congress people are representing a lot more people per district than here in New Hampshire, which, as you pointed out, you're representing around 3,000 people. Which is really kind of a real close to home situation, and you know, people who are in your district, there's a good chance many of them know who you are. Like, you know, you're literally their neighbor in a lot of cases.
Yes, in fact, last night we were in session until 6:30. So
that's a long day.
It was the longest day we've had this year.
Wow!
And so
it's the full house, right?
The full house, yeah. And we finally wound up at a little after 6:30, so we stopped in at a local restaurant for dinner on the way home, and the waitress noticed my name tag and said, "Oh, you're that Carol McGuire. I love your letters in the local paper."
Oh, wow, okay. Wow.
It turned out she was a fan of mine.
That's awesome.
Excellent.
New Hampshire is like that. I mean, people will recognize you. And you've been in the state legislature for a while. Mark, you wanted to talk about some of the success stories.
Yeah, that's what I want to know, Carol. I've gone to dinner with you and your husband, and thank you for that. It's really awesome to be able to sit down and talk to you guys. You've been there for these successes that we've had. A lot of people want to know, you know, what is the Free State Project doing? Obviously, the Free State Project doesn't do anything, but people who move for the Free State Project get some things done. And you're one of the very early movers. You and your husband have been elected to the New Hampshire House. What are some of the things that, A, have made it through the House, and, B, have actually made it into law?
Well, I'm glad you made the distinction. One of the most important things I did early on was repeal the state minimum wage, which was just because we don't need one. The federal minimum wage is bad enough. And I actually managed to get it through in 2011, and it hasn't. We fought back at least three different attempts to reinstitute it and to, of course, raise it. So that's an accomplishment. We repealed the crime of adultery.
Dastardly.
Yes, well,
it had been enforced within the last decade, had it not?
It had not. No, it had not been enforced in the last 50 years.
Oh, wow. Okay, I must be thinking
somewhere
else. At least.
I mean, we've checked. We've gone back 50 years, and there's no record of prosecutions.
Huh.
So I thought, well,
why bother? Don't need this.
We probably don't need that. Yes. Yeah, so I tried. I got shot down because that did pass the House, actually. But the Senate killed it because they felt that it would sound like we were in favor of adultery.
So that didn't actually get repealed?
Not that time. But the next session, another Free Stater put it in again, and I co-sponsored, and this time it made it through the the House and the Senate,
wow.
which is an improvement.
Did it get signed?
It got signed.
Wow, that's excellent. Well, congratulations. And it's interesting how, you know, over time, you can actually change people's mind in New Hampshire, it seems like. I mean, there's issues where there's definitely been a palpable shift on how the state reps will respond to something. Cannabis legalization and decriminalization certainly is one of them.
Yes, that my first term, it was laughed out of the water.
Mm.
Last term, we passed it in the House, and it was killed in the Senate. This term, we're about to pass it again.
Right.
And who knows? We're hoping the Senate will go along.
It's a slightly different Senate this time around. There have been a couple of new additions, as I understand it. So
yes,
we'll
we've got a couple of very good liberty-minded senators and a lot of others.
Yeah. Wasn't there a strange situation where there was a bill to sort of demilitarize the police and it was the Republicans that voted for it and the Democrats who voted against it? Can you remind me of this
this year, right?
Yes, it was the second time this year.
Okay.
The first time was last year. The situation was that the city of Concord received a Bearcat, which is an armored personnel carrier.
Wow.
Thank you, from the federal government as surplus. And one of the reasons they put down as justification for needing it, it was the danger of the Free Staters.
Yeah, that's right.
People like you.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
State legislators with torches and pitchforks, they have to protect themselves.
Right. So there was a lot of attention given to it, and so one of the Free Staters put in this bill to say you can't do that. We debated it. And last year, my committee narrowly supported it, and then it was killed in the House. This year, the committee was not so obliging. They wanted to kill it, but we overturned that. And so we're now looking into the militarization of the police in New Hampshire, and it's getting a lot more traction. But, yes, more Republicans supported it than Democrats.
Why do you suppose it is? I mean, this wouldn't be something that you would normally expect in the rest of the places in America. You'd expect the Democrats would be for the police being demilitarized, and the Republicans would be like, you know, God, guts, and guns. The police need to be able to shoot folks or whatever.
Well, the police do need to be able to shoot folks, but a .45 is usually enough. The difference is that the Democrats were absolutely horrified at the idea that we might not accept free equipment from the federal government. Yes. Free stuff is very important to them. We were saying, well, do we really want to take care of this armored personnel carrier that you need a some kind of commercial license to be able to drive? It crushes your roads and doesn't fit down in the alleys.
It crushes your freedoms.
Yeah, Carol, things like that.
You know, we could sit here for another hour easily and talk to you about all the interesting things happening in New Hampshire that have already and are still to come. But thank you for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight, and keep up the good work out there.
Thank you.
That's Carol McGuire, and you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. She is one of over a dozen Free State Project participants who are in the State House as state legislators.
Come join her by signing up for the Free State Project at freestateproject.org.
Some have said there's as many as 20 this time around. Probably at least 15, somewhere in that range. We're coming up here on Free Talk Live.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're here live at the Liberty Forum 2015 edition. We've been doing them since 2007, if I'm recalling correctly.
We're old school.
Yeah, and we always, as we've done for a long time, we always have interesting characters to talk to, lots of liberty-oriented people flitting about hither and thither throughout the hotel, and many of them we've talked to before, some of them we've never talked to before, and Alec, I don't know if we've ever had you behind the microphone on Free Talk Live. Welcome.
Thank you.
Have we had you on before?
Once, many years ago, okay. We were talking about an educational website that ended up, unfortunately, not going anywhere.
And is it Mueller? Is that
it is, yes.
Name? Okay, so Alec Mueller is another early mover for the Free State Project. When did you get here?
2004.
Wow, that was, you moved fast.
Yeah, I don't know what my mover number is, but it's probably sub-50.
Double digits. So you joined the Free State Project. Why? Where did you come from?
Makes me think of listening to the comedian just now from my parents' basement, essentially. I moved from Maine, so I'm one of the few people who moved south for the Free State Project. And I found my first engineering job here out of school, and I've been living and working in New Hampshire since.
Yeah, speaking of engineering, that's kind of why I asked you to come on. You've gotten really involved in sort of the kid robot community or something like that. Tell me about what's going on.
So FIRST Robotics has been around for, I think, 25 years now. It was actually founded in New Hampshire, and it's a high school level robotics competition. They build 150-pound robot, and they put them in a stage or arena the size of a tennis court, and they play a new game every year in I guess, March or April. So we just got through our build season, and I've been working with my wife on a team in Nashua.
What kind of start fighting?
Well, what kind of game? I mean, is this like battle bots where they're trying to destroy one another, or are they playing a sport? I mean,
it's more of a sport. Okay. The goal is to try to make the robots interact with robots from other teams. So you've got three robots from three different teams that are cooperating with each other, and they're competing against three robots from three other different teams, and you don't find out who you're teamed up with until the actual match.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and they swap around every match.
And what is the goal? I mean, they're kicking a ball around? I mean, what is it that they're trying to do?
So this year, it changes every year. So okay. This year, the goal was to lift up these plastic totes that weigh about 8 pounds apiece, and they're like 17 inches by 30 inches. So you're just lifting them with a robot, stacking them, and trading them with other robots.
Did you know that was going to be these packed plastic totes were going to be the chore?
Nope. They change it every year.
So wait, so if your robot doesn't have arms, then you're kind of SOL, right? Like, are there certain specs that the robots have to have in order to enter the competition?
So they announce the game in the first week of January, and then you have 6 weeks to build a robot that will play that game. And
I see. Okay.
Then people go to the competitions, and we just had our first one this past weekend, and they compete against all the other teams.
Hmm. So what is it called? What's the group again?
It's FIRST Robotics, and specifically it's the high school level because they have for younger kids as well, but it's FRC, FIRST Robotics Competition.
So is this nationwide people are doing this?
Worldwide. There are teams in China. There are teams in Australia.
So I imagine these are young people who are interested in robotics. I mean, there's some pretty exciting stuff going on around the world.
Sounds like something you might actually learn something from.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, when young people or anybody actually is getting involved in something because they're actually interested, they're more likely to learn, unlike government schools where they're forced into it. And so, just real quick, I'm sure you're paying attention to the robotics world. What are some of the neat developments that are going on out there that that our audience might not be aware of?
I don't know. I think the most exciting thing is that it's becoming more and more accessible to people with things like Arduino and Raspberry Pi and other widespread, affordable electronics and sensors and good tutorials so people can figure out how to use them. There's just a whole lot more out there for making robots.
So it's easier to do now at home than it has ever been. And in addition to that, as far as like, you know, the big names, the Honda, the people that are out there really putting together some amazing devices. What's the company, iRobot, that's doing a lot of work? Unfortunately, they're doing work for the military as well. But like, what are some of the less scary, exciting, you know, developments? Obviously, there's the military stuff. But you know, has there been anything that's caught your eye where even you as a robot fan have said, wow, that's amazing?
I don't know. I'm really excited about all the automation stuff that's going to make people's lives easier. And
like what? Like, give me an example. What is that?
Well, for example, if somebody there's just this recent robot that came out, a telepresence robot. It's basically a tablet that is sitting on a robot with three wheels that can drive around on a four, and it's got a gripper. And you've probably seen this thing. You can go manipulate objects, pick something up off a table. And if you're disabled, that's huge.
Well, our friend Roger Veer was actually on one of these things. He is a longtime supporter of Free Talk Live. He gave up his U.S. citizenship and left the United States, subsequently then tried to get a visa to come back into the United States to go to a conference of some sort, was denied, even though he'd paid hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes to the government that
exit
year.
Exit fees.
Yeah, well, the exit fees plus taxes. He was also paying income tax. Even though he was, like, paying up and paid on his taxes and should have been good, they denied his access to the country, saying they were afraid he was going to try to stay here, even though he had just, you know, left legally.
He dropped his citizenship 4 months ago, and you think he wants to come back and stay? Yeah. What kind of insane people?
So he gets one of these robots, has it delivered to the conference, and then beyond that, actually took it out onto the streets in New York City, and he's driving around this robot remotely from whatever island nation he was enjoying at the time. And so his point was that he wanted to meet people on the streets in Manhattan and get them to sign up for a Bitcoin wallet.
Awesome.
And so, I mean, who wouldn't be attracted to this thing walking? I mean, it's so unusual right now. Maybe in the future they'll be everywhere, but right now it's really unique. And so people were stopping, and he was talking to people and getting them Bitcoin wallets.
Sweet.
Which is really cool.
So what do you think, what are the kids getting out of this building of robots? I mean, what do you pitch it as?
So the biggest thing for me is the critical thinking skills, because you compare building a robot something that can take a few weeks or even a few hours, depending on what how complicated the task is. They're coming up with an idea, they're building it, and they're testing it right away. So they're not looking for approval to some instructor saying, yes, that's an A+, or no, that's a D-.
You
they're saying it works or it doesn't work.
Right. You've properly memorized enough stuff out of this textbook that you can pass. No, the robot isn't going to work that way. It's you've got to make the robot work.
Yep.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And how many kids are on a team?
So it can range anywhere from around 10 kids up to 100, 150 or more. Our team has actually grown a lot in the last 3 years because we only had 7 returning students. We did a bunch of recruiting. Now we have 50 students. And it's also cool because it's like half homeschool students and half magnet school students because they're good.
What are the ages?
Ranges from around probably around 13 to 18, I would say.
Are you getting boys and girls?
Yeah, it's about, I think we're up to around 30% girls.
Is there some kind of team for the younger kids? Oftentimes you'll see stuff like this. There'll be the junior league of some sort.
Yes, absolutely. So they actually start with junior Lego League, which is ages 6 to 9, and that's like not really competitive, but they still have cool stuff for them to do. And then there's ages 9 to 13 is Lego League, which is, you know, Lego Mindstorms?
I don't. What is this?
It's a brick that's basically a programmable brick. It's got logic. It's got motor controllers in it. You hook it up by Ethernet to motors and sensors, and you can program a robot to drive around autonomously on a table. So the whole competition is
so
they've
cool.
got to yeah, they've got to earn points.
Yeah, I mean, so many of these toys that the kids have are I hesitate to call them toys, at least learning devices that the kids have are really going to change the world. These kids. I think they're seeing things differently than we were when we were in school.
Well, yeah. I mean, they've been raised on a mouse and a computer, and, from day one, it's got to be a completely different paradigm.
Yeah. I sincerely hope that what's the prizes in this, by the way? I should have asked that.
I don't know that there are any prizes. I mean, you can advance to the next level, and our team's actually doing really
bragging
well this
rights.
Year. Yeah, exactly.
Bragging rights.
So they have the world competition.
No trophies.
Yeah, well, they actually do. They have a bunch of trophies that they give for various things, like there's an industrial design trophy or a artistic award. There's a safety award, which we won this year.
One more time. Is there a website involved with this?
Yeah, so there's US First puts out an awful website, but it is usfirst.org.
What else is there?
There's our team website, which is team2342.org, which is much better.
Alec, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. Appreciate you being here at the Liberty Forum, which is where we're going to continue from here in moments. You can, of course, call in toll-free and join us here on the lines. 855-453 is the number, 855-450-3733. More Free Talk Live coming up in moments.
Hey, it's Mark of Free Talk Live, and I want to tell you about a new way to be prepared for emergencies. Not just big emergencies, but little ones too. It's a source of backup power, so small that I can put it in my pocket or the glove box of my car, but it's so powerful that it can actually jumpstart a bus if I need it to. Sounds crazy, but it's not. I'm talking about a breakthrough in portable power technology called the Pocket Power Plus. If you get stranded in an airport, in your car, or you just want to go off the grid for a while, the Pocket Power Plus becomes your own personal mini power plant. Run pretty much any kind of electronic device for hours, even days if you need to. The Pocket Power Plus can also deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power that can jumpstart almost any vehicle, even the coldest winter days. Comes with free jumper cables and an accessory pack. Best part, my listeners can now get Pocket Power Plus for half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL to save even more. Go to PocketPowerPlus9.com, PocketPowerPlus9.com, coupon code FTL.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You can dial in and join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 as we are here live at the 2015 Liberty Forum. It is the first night of what will be three nights of live broadcasting from this event. I am excited to be here and be bringing a slice of what the Liberty Forum is like to you. We give you multiple guests who are, many of them are speakers, but not all. Sometimes they're just folks who are in our audience that want to talk, and sometimes they are folks who will be speaking or have already spoken at this event.
Somebody I find interesting.
Yeah, so far there have not been any actual speechifying events going on here at Free Talk, or not Free Talk, at the Liberty Forum. Those will kick off in earnest tomorrow morning, and we have one of those speakers, or at least someone who I believe will be a speaker. Peter, are you speaking here this weekend?
I am.
Peter St. Ange.
Yes.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. Mark told me that you guys were hanging out in Acapulco this past week.
We were. We were down there for Jeff Berwick's thing in Acapulco.
How was it?
Oh, it was great.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was outrageous. What, he had Rob Hustle up there. He had a couple of...
Yep, they had a rap event.
Yeah, the this is what happens when you call the cops
mm-hmm.
guy.
Yeah, he right. was great.
So it was the first in Acapulco, correct? This was the first one.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was beautiful down there.
Good turnout.
Yep, it was. Yeah, and the speakers were superlative. I thought among the Liberty events I've been to, I was really impressed by the sort of quality of the speaker versus
wow.
the size of the event. And there were maybe 200 people, that kind of thing, and the speakers were top notch.
That's fantastic. So, Peter, what are you talking about at Liberty Forum? Is it the same topic that you covered down south?
Yeah, it's a similar topic. So it's the people versus the gatekeepers. And usually, you know, since I teach this to MBA students, and that, you know, I usually have about 3 hours for that. Down at Jeff's, I had about 30 minutes. Here at Liberty Forum, I got closer to an hour, so I can get more into it. Because it's a really fascinating subject, right? You know, when you go through the history of, you know, Murray Rothbard in many ways saw the history of man, of humankind, as a conflict between the people and the state, right? Mm-hmm. And in that conflict, you know, there's sort of fundamental advantages that each side has, right? So the state has organization, right? It's got resources that it can seize at gunpoint, right?
Yep.
It puts these together and it creates some form of standing army. On the other hand, the people outnumber the state, right? Typically 100-1, 1,000-1, right? So the people have the numbers and the states have the resources, right? And what's fascinating is that throughout history, the balance between these two sides fluctuates, right? When it fluctuates, then, you know, for example, we get, you know, peasant revolts coming up in Germany. You know,
has there ever been a successful peasant revolt?
Yeah, the French Revolution would be kind of the iconic one, right? That was massively successful. They managed to get everybody's head on a stick pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's heads on sticks, gotcha.
Right. And you know, of course, once the French Revolution came through, right, what the elites at the time saw, right, is that they noticed that this balance had shifted against them.
Indeed.
Right. And
when
so,
your head's at a stick, the balance has shifted against you.
Right, because at the time, France was the dominant power. You know, France was maybe not quite as extreme, but it was a bit like the U.S. today, right? France was the most sophisticated, the most civilized, the highest resources, right? It was the boss in Europe, and for France to go down so quickly with barely a fight, right? Military forces generally defected. You know, they didn't have as much heart in it as the revolutionaries did. Right? It was not even a contest. So the rest of you know, these European monarchs noticed this, and this sort of launched this modern trend now towards democracy. Right? Was the idea was that if we can give people a little taste of power, then when they get pissed off at us, they're not going to come and, you know, put our heads on sticks. Instead, they're going to have an election.
Okay. Mm.
All that anger is going to be diffused into, you know, you say, look, you guys are angry at George W. Bush?
Vote for the other guy.
That's right. We get Obama in there. Everything will be, you know, it'll all be magical. Right?
It really is kind of interesting when you look at sort of the individual power that you get out of democracy. Yeah, democracy in much of the picking of the politicians is done by the people. But who are the people? I'm not the people. I'm just one guy with one vote. And I have never, not in my life, has my vote made a difference. I'm not saying it hasn't counted. I'm just saying it hasn't mattered. Because no politician that I know that I voted for has won, or any of the, you know, referendums or any of the things that I voted for have ever won by one vote. And that would have been my vote that would have made a difference.
Right. You would have much more influence on American Idol. And
yeah.
And in fact, our electoral system looks almost like American Idol, if anybody out there is a fan, right? The point is that you don't really pick the candidate. You know, the candidate has been through a whole series of selection processes.
That is, yes.
Exactly, in back rooms, you know, chomping on cigars or whatever. And at the very end of it, you get a little tiny say, right?
Right, because it makes
freedom.
It matters much more where the money comes from for the candidates. And you know, now you hear many of the Democrats complaining about sort of Citizens United, because now the money's in politics, as though money wasn't in politics before that. I guess I don't know what the differences are on the ground, but I suspect it's, you know, basically those in power, those with money, have picked those in power for a very long time, because that's kind of how it goes. Like, power controls money.
Citizens United didn't do anything new, did it? I mean, it just simply reiterated that corporations are people under the government system. I mean, was there anything actually groundbreaking about that? Corporations have always been considered persons under the government system. What am I missing here? I think Citizens United just, you know, put it in front of enough people to where they got upset about it. Like, what? Corporations are people? Well, that's what, you know, to the state, corporations are always been. They've always been considered persons. It's a crazy system.
Corporations were considered people in a limited sense, right? So, you know, for example, you know, they are legal persons. But I think that what opponents would have gotten upset about is that, you know, there's a certain category of sort of almost holy rights, right, human rights that we look to, right, and one of those is free speech. And free speech, corporate free speech, had never been treated with this same respect or sanctity, right? And I think that some people were upset that we were extending this sort of sacredness to corporate speech. But, right, I mean, you know, corporations have always had the right to do various things.
It's fascinating they get file folders the ability to pass out money because file folders can't actually speak, so they have to be able to give money. Like, it's weird, right? Like, that's what a corporation is. It's paper. I don't know.
It's a legal fiction. It's a concept, an idea that has been given some form of legality by the state, and essentially it's a way for people to avoid responsibility in a lot of ways for their own actions. But that's another topic entirely. Mm-hmm. So tell me more about the gatekeepers.
Right. Well,
who are
right.
they?
Oh, right. So, you know, you've got a different, a lot of different areas you're talking about, right? So, you know, within politics, you know, you've got the vetters that we were just talking about. You know, we had kind of an interesting development there when Obama was coming in 2008, actually, right? So the establishment had essentially chosen Hillary, right? You'll recall.
Yeah.
And Obama sort of launched this kind of clever guerrilla campaign through the caucuses, right? You know, so that would be sort of one iconic example where, you know, by organizing people in a non-traditional way, you know, you can sort of do an end run around the traditional organization that's, you know, in that case being used to vet candidates. But that's sort of a representation of what we're seeing in a lot of different areas, right, like a lot of different industries. I think most relevant for the political realm, we're interested in the industries that involve what people think, right, so specifically, you know, media. I think Ben Swan was going to be talking about, you know, some of the issues with media, that media is opening up. You know, one of the pieces in my presentation, I was just comparing media from even just 10 years ago. Right. So 10 years ago, still online, the vast majority of opinions were basically the center right of the Democratic Party. OK, so, yeah. The opinion was liberal. It was not extreme left wing. And, you know, a lot of times when you get journalists who claim to be neutral, they'll say, well, no, I'm neutral because, look, I've got all these articles attacking, you know, say, Obama or attacking the Democrats. Now, of course, typically when they're doing that, they're attacking the Democrats for being insufficiently left-wing. Right. So, you know.
Even with the even with the righties doing their stuff, they never have my voice either.
Now, when you say media's opening up, I mean, what do you mean by that? The fact that it's easy to have your own podcast, or do you mean that old media is opening up?
Right. So, yeah, old media, I don't think is opening up very much. I think that probably the most significant event there has just been the rise of Fox, right? That was more or less a realization by Rupert Murdoch that a large part of the market was being underserved. I think that his going after the sort of, you know, right-wing half of America, finding that there's profits there, that has had some influence.
Yeah, right? I think so, it's interesting.
Yeah. But, you know, in terms of sort of long-run influence, I think definitely, you know, like what you guys are doing, right? So in the past, you know, you would have had to more or less apply. You know, you would have had to go through a lot of vetting processes, and somewhere along the way, somebody would have not liked your politics, and you would have been spiked. You know, and so then, you know, your only way to reach people would have been to mimeograph, you know, you know, some sort of samizdat newsletter, and you know, take it around to anarchist bookstores or something.
Peter, can you stick with us for another segment coming
yeah.
up here in a little bit? All right, more with Peter St. Ange. Do you have a website?
I do. Most of the things I do online are at profitsofchaos.com.
Profits as in P-R-O-P-H-E-T?
P-R-O-F-I-T.
Profitsofchaos.com. More with Peter St. Ange live from the 2015 Liberty Forum coming up on Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.